Irvin Yerushalmi, first going to Irvin Babli, Daf Yud Tes, beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Yudalad Amadalas, on the ninth line, Amar Rabbi Mana. Amar Rabbi Mana, Afagat, Delay Amar, Rebbe, Say Dechihada Milsa, Amar Nikavasa. The Mana said, even though my father's Rebbe, meaning Rabbi Zera, did not say this matter, that neither agrees to the other, he said something similar to it. Rebbe, Say Riva, Rebun, Born kind of Lizera, Kama Yehid Yumad, Oroch Vale Yehid Sarach Poshad. The Abba and Rabun asked Rabbi Zera, how much distance must separate the pas from the Yumad, and it's better to lengthen the Yumad according to Meir rather than add a plank. Planks are better heker unless the air on both sides is Mvatalim. Amalei Pachish Mishlocha, Kasasam, Yosem Mishisha, Puflag, Ela Kain Anan Kaimin, Megim of Arabo. Their answer that less than three trochim is as if it's sealed. There's no concern for the air on both sides. All agree that planks are better. More than six, even the air on the small side exceeds the width of the plank. All agree it's better to lengthen the diumad, with Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue about only between three and four. In tame of Meir Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda, v'yaseh k'diumad, aruch v'yehetz aruch poshet. If you say that Meir agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, he should make a long diumad, he won't need a poshet. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Mamo, loy nitzach v'meir lepshutim ele b'shutis Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Abba bar Mamo says that v'meir requires a tikkun, means to lengthen the diumdim or add pshutim, only according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that allows more than 10 amos between the pasim, up to 13 and a third amos. After the tikkun, the gap cannot exceed 10. Amr Biasa Vafilu Mishitase Nikamokim Ein Haimed Rabba Lapoets Mikirin Shaimed Rabba Lapoets Sarah Poshet. Rabiasa said that he requires specifically Pshutim, even according to his own opinion, that allows a gap only up to 10 between the Diumdim. In any case, there's not Oimed Mubba Lapoets, isn't a case that's more solid than breached, since Oimed is not Mubba Lapoets. He requires a poshet. If one lengthens the yumdin, people will think that they are proper mechitzas and permit them even without a well. Hoysha even achas gedele roin sheim techalek v'yeshba shisha lekan shisha lekan nidem mishum yumd. If there was a big rock, we view it if it would be divided and there are six tzachim in this direction, six in that direction, it's considered a yumd. If tanitani sheim techalek. Some teach if it will be carved out, means one can make a diumad of the proper size, it's considered a diumad. Avbay meimah, man dama shim techokek moided mivifnim, man dama shim techalek moided mivachut. The one who says if it will be carved out, he measures from the inside, means from the northwest corner, that there must be enough for a six trochim on the north side after leaving some thickness to the west side, and six trochim on the west side after leaving some thickness to the north side. And one who says if it will be divided, he measures from the outside. It requires only six on each side. Amar Yosef v'le'oid beklipas hashum achitzayna at asid lahamida. Yosef objected, do we not consider it as if he carved out almost everything and he left only the thickness of a garlic peel? There's no minimal thickness of the human walls. It would be strange to say that they argue about such a tiny amount, especially because a normal rock is not perfectly smooth and can't be measured with such precision anyway. Havelay Shnia ben Commander Amma Shim Techalek ben the Commander Amma Shim Techakek Moided Mifnim. Rather, there's no argument, but the one who says if it would be divided, the one who said if it would be carved out, one measures from the inside. Mandama Shim Techakek Bagula or Mandama Shim Techalek Barubas. The one who says if it would be carved out, he discusses a round rock. One must consider how big it would be after carving out the excess to make the proper shape. One who says if it will be divided, he discusses a square rock, one measures it as is. Lelechashu kein, dechein, tanya, panaya, mesiv, lechavei, ben, ein, ben, divrei, l'dvaira, dvarecha, elesha ata oime, ba'agula, ba'ani oime, b'umas. You have to say this is so because it was taught that one of them said to the other, there's no difference in halacha between my words and your words, just you discuss a round rock and I discuss a square one. Aya sham chowitz al mekasoa v'ach rabo v'yesh v'shisha lakan v'shisha lakan nidoin mishim diumad. If there was a ditch 10 tochim deep and 4 tochim wide, and there are six trochim in this direction and in this direction, is considered a diorid.
Not only a ditch permits, but even a mound or part with a ditch and part with a mound, such as they are next to each other, if the height of the mound plus the depth of the ditch makes 10, then it helps. If there are five sticks, there are less than three trochim between one and the next, and then six trochim in this direction, six in this direction, meaning the distance between them is three minus the thickness of these sticks. They're considered the yumud, because there is one in the northwest corner, two others in the north towards the east, and two others in the west towards the south. There are three sticks, one in the northern corner, another six trochim to the east of it, and another six trochim to the south of the one in the corner. And he tied a reed above from the corner stick to each of the two others to the permit due to the din of peyer, the source of Pesach. Plum peyer matzeh at shidei merchachas, because they're there. Surely not, because peyer permits when it's poets mubal, only when it's more beach than solid, only when it surrounds on all sides. Ella, behen, as you say, the yugli. Rather, he tied a reed above, also on a diagonal between the two sticks, not in the corner. Kesosimhu, and the Gemara answer, this certainly does permit as if it's sealed. Hechat, hech madat omar, tamon win, sheim techolek, viesh bashisha lakan, shisha lakan, and dress mishim diyamut, ma oif hochakein. And we object to a different answer. How can he say this? There, we view if it would be divided, and there, there are six here and six there. We say so even here. Come on, al klipas hashum, rachitzayna, ad atid la'amida, acha, ma islach im'ime, at kein, batalta helchus beya. There we view it as if he carved out almost everything, and he left only the thickness of a garlic on the outside. Here, what can he say? If you say this, that it's as if the diagonal is removed, the law of peya is nullified because it's not surrounded on all sides. A wall, a tree, or a machitza of sticks can be considered a diyumud. If they came about by themselves, means without intent for the umdin, one may carry within them up to beis asayim, like a cow pith, not surrounded for dura. If they exclusively made or planted them for the umdin, one may carry within them even up to beis kor, or even two korim.